Join longtime local and social butterfly Michelle Dragony as she flits up and down the coastside on her intrepid cruiser Flame, chatting with coastal characters at every turn.
Well, here we are today in the Coastside Buzz Studios with Eric DeBode. Did I get that pronounced right?
Yes,
I know
right.
A lot of people call you Eric DeBode, don't they?
Yes.
Right. Well, it's Eric DeBode, and Eric is with Abundant Grace, and he has been doing a lot of stuff with the homeless in our community over the last, is it 2 or 3 years now?
8 years.
8 years. Wow. Yeah.
Since 2011.
Gosh, has it been that long? Yeah. My goodness. Well, I think I first interviewed you maybe 3 years ago, but now Eric is in the middle of trying to build a workforce development center on Kelly Avenue. And I asked him to come in here to talk about how he came up with the idea and how far along in the process he is.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Thank you for having me. The idea really began when we were driving down to the farm, when we hire folks experiencing homelessness to work 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. And I would interview people and ask them what their main needs were, what they found that worked from social service agencies in the past, what they did not want to see. And these conversations would happen, you know, every month or two. I'd kind of, mm-hmm. you know, just have a formal interview with people, you
right.
know, and say, I really need to know this. You know, what do you think about that? And
coaxing them.
It really became very clear quickly that people need to know what resources are available to them. They need work, they need housing, they need showers, they need laundry, they need a computer, and those yes. kinds of supports, and a mailing address. So
right.
that started about 6 years ago, and I've been, you know, talking and talking about it and bouncing the idea off with our board members and other folks. And when we saw the Senior Coastsiders thrift store closing, I thought to myself, that really would be a great spot. It's small. It's right next to the gas station, and we already meet at the gas station
right.
to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 4 years, we've been standing out in front at 8 o'clock in the morning and 10 o'clock in the morning to go to work. So we're really just moving 10 feet over. We'll be in a more well-managed space, more resourced, secure, and we're going to landscape the backyard so people can come inside and have coffee and relax outside and get ready for work like all the rest of us do.
Really make them feel a little human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I know you had lots of support at the city council meeting. That was a really exciting turnout. It kind of makes your heart thump a little faster, a little goosebumps. I know there were some concerns on the part of the school. Do you want to speak to that? I know you've talked to them.
Absolutely, yeah. I've met with the vice president at CUNA and also the PTO, and they have important and valid concerns about safety. It's one of my concerns, too. I'm always aware and vigilant when children are around from the school. I know it can be traumatizing just to be close to others when you don't feel safe. And I'm particularly concerned about language, sobriety and behavior, and that sort of thing. We've never had a fight out there or anything like that. I actually have only broken a fight up once,
mm-hmm.
And that was a long time ago over at the breakfast. So it's definitely a concern. We have developed a policy on sex offenders. We've worked with Life Moves, another social service agency, to develop that policy. I've spoken with the detective from San Mateo County Sheriff's to go over concerns and to ask how we can best provide awareness among our staff
mm-hmm.
and develop a plan for safety out in front.
So the sex offender plan is that you draw a line there, you can't take in somebody with a sex offender thing, or they'll be monitored differently or with a little more closer eye?
It was a bit of a learning curve for me to understand from the detective
mm-hmm.
because there was Jessica's Law and Megan's Law
mm-hmm.
and Jessica's Law was I think overturned, and Megan's Law and the what's called 209 I think or 290 offenders
mm-hmm.
they are relaxing some of those laws because of the outcomes that were unanticipated, where they've actually seen a rise in homelessness among sex offenders because
mm.
they can't live in certain spaces where they've lived. You know, they have to leave their apartments and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So the shift has been to have the courts provide stipulations vis-a-vis parole and probation.
Mm.
So you may be on the Megan's Law website, you may have a criminal history, but probation and parole haven't placed a stipulation that you not be within a certain number of feet from a school or a library or something like that, which frankly was surprising to me because I thought everybody had that stipulation.
Yeah, right.
So, and it's disturbing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're, you know, there's really only one person that I'm concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some conversations with the city and the sheriff about it, and I'm confident we can work through this and make sure that kids are safe.
Yeah, you have a really nice brochure that talks about the needs that are going to be met, which you summarized a little bit earlier, but getting them employed. I saw, was it on Facebook or Instagram, Joseph got a job at Ocean Shore. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that great?
The look on his face, I'm going to cry. He was so happy. So that's the kind of thing that Eric does. And with that comes case management and showers. So they'll be able to take a shower every day.
Right. We're putting in an ADA shower and a second shower. And both of them, you know, there's a lot of details to this. Mm-hmm. So both of them are going to be made out of a certain material that's easy to clean, you know, easy to maintain for heavier use.
Right. And you're only going to be open to about a dozen people, 15 people, is that right?
We take 5 people to the Coastside Clean Team and 10 people to the farm. So it's not a huge number, and you know, it's all we can manage right now.
Yeah.
There will probably be a few more people that show up that can go to work. They might take care of their shower and laundry after the folks go to work and things calm down. But pretty much we're going to be open early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think there will be a lot of people around the center during the day because they'll be out at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get back, there'll be, you know, a flurry of activity to get things unpacked and put produce in the refrigerator. And
I can see that once you have a hardscape, I can see people like me and other people volunteering during the day.
Right. I'm really excited about the volunteering opportunities because
we
haven't had a place, you know, and without a space for people to show up and help, you know, it's really difficult, you know.
My first teaching experience was teaching a gentleman who was in his 30s. I think I was in my early 20s. I was teaching him how to read. And it changed his life so profoundly that, you know, I'm still teaching, you know, because to change somebody's life with the knowledge that you have in your head is just one of the greatest gifts that you can give another human being, right?
That's great. And it's so meaningful and gratifying, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, so you're trying to raise some money now. Let's talk about the money.
Okay. So we have a really good relationship with Supervisor Horsley from the county and also with City Council here in Half Moon Bay. I've been so grateful for the trust and the confidence in the work that they have for Abundant Grace Coastside Worker. Supervisor Horsley was just great. I mean, he came to our fundraiser last year, and he was really impressed with Patrón Nuevo Farm and the work that goes on there and the video that we have on our website.
Oh, yes, you've got to check the video out.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So I shared with him that we had this dream of starting a workforce development center. And I wrote an email kind of explaining what that would look like. And I was surprised to get a response in a couple of days from one of his assistants that he was interested and he wanted to come and look at the building. And things moved rather quickly, really thanks to a relationship that we've had for a few years and the trust in the work. So I'm deeply grateful. And the same with the city. You know, I met with city council members and also the city manager and the deputy city manager. And, you know, because we have a contract already with the city to do the Coastside Clean Team, we're in regular touch. You know, they come out and see what we are doing and where we are working. And I've done some reports for the city on that work and some of the outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
So it really was a very easy conversation to have. Really managing details is the only hard part, you know, to make sure that everything goes smoothly and that we are operating a successful program.
So you got $300,000 from the county?
$300,000 from the county, and the city is voting December 3rd. To give us $300,000. And I should be clear, they're not grants, really. They are loans from the county and the city. And if we stop doing our work or change things significantly, it must be returned to the city and county. So it's more of like an investment in the work and in the people.
And the building, too.
And the building.
I mean, that will continue to go up in value,
right,
et cetera. Right.
Yeah.
And you'll add value to it. Will you be teaching, have any vocational, like carpentry and plumbing and that type of thing?
We haven't.
Because
there's
a huge, shortage on the coast.
Yeah.
I would love to help you with that.
Oh, great.
I've got some ideas on how to do that. Yeah.
So one thing that we developed this year that has been the most wonderful surprise is we've started a third day of work on the farm, which we call the Farming Apprentice and Personal Growth Program. And we have people write out an application and we treat it very special. It's only 5 people for an 8-week course. And we've covered, what we do is we start with mindfulness meditation. And then we have a presentation, issues around personality, growth, responsibility, and accountability.
Oh, that wouldn't be Linda Galindo,
that's
would it?
Linda Galindo,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Do you know Linda?
Yes, she's a yacht club member, and we're friends. She's just wonderful keynote speaker on accountability.
She just wrote me an email, and I called her, and we got together for coffee, and I told her what we were doing, and she was all in.
She
came to the farm, and every corner we turned, she just would say, wow, this is great. I totally get it. I can see what I'm going to do here. So she's been fantastic, fantastic. Then Karen Hoffman has done mindfulness meditation with the people, and Gretchen Megan has come and done a presentation on the Enneagram and kind of understanding our personalities and, you know, seeing the
That's something you don't get in
patterns.
School.
Right.
You know, and if you're somebody who was, I know a lot of the homeless are foster children, so they don't have a lot of the schooling, they don't have any of that familial thing, they just have no idea. What a neat thing to add to something that you wouldn't have thought as workforce development.
It's been so amazing. What I think led us to it was the awareness through conversations with people that people who are struggling with homelessness often don't have any time to reflect, any time to look within and think about, you know, just the quiet space, you know. We have a living room, you know, or a bedroom where we can sit and meditate or, you know, contemplate how life is going. It's very, very difficult in the noisy homeless world.
Right. I listened to a podcast. It was on Hidden Brain, and it was talking about how if you're poor, that your IQ goes down because the amount of bandwidth that you have to spend on surviving doesn't allow you to have any spare time to think, you know, mindfully. So that's a really interesting catch there.
So here's the thing. Yeah. We've done 2 sessions and we've seen incredible outcomes. And the mystery to us is what did it, right?
Yeah.
Because there's 3 or 4 elements to the program. One is it's smaller. Mm-hmm. It's only 5 people. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of one-on-one attention and relationship. It has the focus around mindfulness and reflection on yourself and your personality, your way in the world, the future, right? And we also do farm apprenticeship training. So people learn special skills like irrigation systems, greenhouse management, flowers and herbs, tools and maintenance, and all that kind of stuff, which is really important for the farm. So next year, those folks that have gone through our program will be able to take a leadership role with the overall crew. You know, we can say, okay, so Joseph, you did signage and such last year, so can you go out into the field and set up the signs for all the rows of produce that are going to be planted tomorrow, you know?
Yeah.
So we're really excited about that. And somehow, some aspects of this program have translated into incredible outcomes. We had one woman's gone back to school to study a trade that she wants to look into. Joseph got a job. Doug got a job driving a truck. There's just several people that have had these amazing outcomes here. I wrote some of it down to share with you today. One guy, I'll just call him T, finally went into rehab. I drove him over to county hospital. He entered the alcohol and other drug dependency program, got residential treatment after detoxing. He's been in a rehab program for 60 days now. He called me yesterday to talk about how things are going. He sounds so great, so transformed. It's really awesome.
And he'll have something to come back to when he comes back to the coast, too.
He will. Yeah, he'll have a job to come back to and hopefully housing if he's able to secure a housing voucher. There's another a guy who's on this new medication. I think it's called Vivitrol that reduces or eliminates your craving for alcohol.
Mm.
And he's been sober for about 42 days as of today.
Wow.
And it's been nothing short of miraculous. You know,
really?
It's the transformation
Vivitrol,
is incredible. So there's, yeah, there are medical options in terms of alcohol treatment programs now.
Okay.
And the street medical team, which is funded through the county, comes here once or twice a week, and they're the ones who have been administrating the medication.
Is it a pill or a shot?
And injection.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just been amazing to watch people transformed, and it's inspired us to try to outreach to more people who are struggling with alcohol to try to get them to meet with the street medical team and just find out, learn about it, what it entails, and if it's the right option for them.
Right.
So another woman received a housing voucher. And she
How does the housing vouchers work?
Okay, so the federal government grants them through the states to the counties, and then the counties administer these permanent supportive housing vouchers, and they contract with Life Moves to do the eligibility. So a Life Moves case manager comes out and they go through and they work with a person to make sure they have ID, Social Security, evaluate their eligibility for a voucher. And I'm sure there's some other steps that I don't know of because I don't do it. But once they're able to receive a voucher, then they have, I don't know if it's 90 days to try to locate an apartment. And sometimes that gets extended because it's very difficult to find housing.
Yeah, right, exactly. Do people actually accept the vouchers anywhere on the coast?
That's the two things that are difficult is to find a renter who will accept the voucher and then to find a place. So I know there's one woman in Pacifica. There's one woman in El Granada. There's a couple guys here in Half Moon Bay that have found housing. Rich, I just moved him over to Redwood City last month.
Is it easier to find stuff over there?
Yeah, it's easier to find housing over the hill. He was a veteran, so he was able to get a VASH voucher, which is Veterans Administration housing voucher. So working with Life Moves has been fantastic. And that's one thing that's really going to be great about this workforce development center is I'm going to make one of the offices available for Life Moves and Coastside Hope so that they want to meet with clients. They'll have office space, and if they come at, you know, 8 or 10 in the morning, we've often got 10 or 15 people right there that are most likely on their client load as well.
Right.
Case management is really key in terms of, you know, providing people the right support to make the steps that they need to make.
Absolutely. So you still need another $300,000, though.
We do. We do. We've raised about let's see, 34,000 so far, just in the last month.
And how are you raising it? People just sort of random, or?
Right now, it's actually a bulk of it was from two of our volunteers who very generously said, you know, we've been holding on to this. We recognize the value of this program and we want to make a big donation.
Nice.
So that's great when the people who are really close to it recognize the importance. So we're producing this brochure right now, and then we'll mail it out to our mailing list. We'll put that on the website. We're going to load a short video on the website that's just 2 or 3 minutes. And we've been writing grants, reaching out to other folks who have contacts in the grant world to try to get this money. It's $366,000. I think that we already have $759,000. Makes it really achievable. People can see this is going to go. So we're hoping to get it all paid for up front. We do have a bank that's going to loan us the balance when escrow closes.
Okay. So the credit union?
I'm actually meeting with them today. No, it's not. It's not the credit union. It's another bank here in the Bay Area that a local guy, Dick Charnock, got for us.
Oh yes, okay. I'm familiar with the name. Well, isn't it great how the Coastside works?
It is.
You know,
it's amazing.
It's such a network. I mean, that's one of the things I love about Coastside Buzz is, you know, you get to bring people together. So I will certainly put this podcast out through my Buzz feeds on Facebook and Instagram, and also Nextdoor is awfully useful too.
Nextdoor's been great.
If the volunteers can, you know, put that out there as well, then people can really get close. Because you're right, as soon as you're close to it, it's something that you feel very compelled by. I know it's been a pleasure watching you move around in the last few years. It's been very exciting.
Thank you, Michelle.
If there's anything else I can do to help you, please let me know.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.